just trying, that's all.
I didn't hear
Okay.
you.
Yeah, I shared it. Is this
Okay.
the one?
Rabbi Simon, do you want to do the Zecher Nishmat?
Okay. The Zecher Nishmas Sami Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, the Zecher Nishmas Nadiel Nashein Abbas Yeshua Falak. Okay, so she had mentioned to me earlier that you wanted to share with us, what is this, the Magen Avraham, Prima Gardner, what is
Well, what
that?
I want to do is we looked at the three klalim yesterday of the Prima Gadim.
Right.
First one, follow Rav, even if it's got mamashut. Second one is says unless it's chameshet b'nei dagan, in which case you make a borei b'nei mezonot. The third one, he brings the levush. Who says, Batar Taima Azlinan?
Right.
And you gave us the mouth-watering example of an omelet with onion in it, with big pieces of onion in it.
Yeah.
And we said, according to the Levush, you would make a bracha on the onion.
Right, and I also said
Then.
it means the onion and the egg.
Okay, and the egg.
And by the way, I said I was going to look it up in the Masifta Shulchan Aruch, but the library—I don't know if it exists yet—doesn't have the Masifta Shulchan Aruch on that siman yet. And Zvi Eretty from the library said he wasn't sure whether it existed or we just don't have it. But Lemaisa, we just Or Chaim in the Masifta starts with Hilchos Shabbos, and they don't. So I was going to look up in the Masifta to see how this Magen Avraham was explained, but
Okay,
we don't have it in the library.
so first of all, we have the Levush. You posited that there are two brachot on it. We don't know. It doesn't say explicitly. Then we saw the Magen Avraham, who says bitmiyah. He says, "What? In that case, you're going to make
A
the
bracha
bracha
on the tongue.
on the thing that you know on the, in your case, the onion in the omelet."
Right.
And he says, no, that can't be. And you posited that possibly two brachot over there. Yesterday I said that I didn't see that indicated in the language. So then I did a bit of work last night,
Yeah.
and I've got three sources to look at, which I will signal ahead of time where I think it comes out, namely that it's one bracha. So first of all, I would say that in the first two klalim, what he calls the Tnai Rishon, Tnai Sheni, the Prima Gadim does not suggest two brachot, nor did you, Rabbi Simon, suggest that. Although you're always free to go to modify. Then looking at the Magen Avraham, all I did is I went one sentence back, and that's the first item on the screen here. It says, "Im kein bishar minim." Afilu ba'ali tein tam, hulchin achar. Could we go to the last one now, please, Aaron?
The next
Or the
screen.
next one. It's the one underneath it that you had.
Okay, just a minute.
So it's hulchin achar.
Achar. Good.
Oh.
One minute. Number.
It's the last one there, Aaron.
No, I don't. Is this it?
Where
Is
you've
this
got
it?
double A.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Achar Haro. No?
Yes, please.
Well, now I have to wait a minute. I have to share it in a minute.
Yes, please.
1 minute. Share it.
Achar Harov.
Right.
The Hakim is taber, and this makes sense, he says. The atu, mi sheyitein betzalim or chometz letocha tavshil. Anybody who puts in betzalim, let's say in this case, let's take your omelet, puts in onion into an omelet, yevarech ala betzalim. Boy, he's going to make it on the betzalim? No, of course not.
Right.
Forget about it. So I think the Magen Avraham.
Tishkach means you'll find, no? Tishkach, right. You'll see that that's the way that it's like me, no?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that
so
is
in
like
other
me.
Words, you don't make a bracha according to the Magen Avraham. You're talking about one bracha now.
Or maybe even two, I don't know.
No, he says, what are you going to make a bracha on the Betzalim?
Well, you could say it doesn't make sense that the Betzalim should be the only bracha if it's one bracha. Or you could say the Betzalim are clearly tafel, and he doesn't think you should make a bracha even if it's two brachas.
He doesn't say Yevarech rak ala Betzalim. He says, what are you kidding me? We're not going to make a bracha on the Betzalim. Obviously, you're going to make it on the omelet.
Right.
That's how I think when you go back one sentence like I did in the Magen Abraham, I think it's clear. Okay. Could we go now, Aaron?
Yeah.
Please. Go up. Let's
next
see
one.
The other ones. I want to find the next one.
Isn't this what we saw yesterday, that the Prima Gadim is cholek on Magen Avraham?
No. He's cholek on the Lavush. Can you just go up, Aaron? I can't see. Oh, let me see. I'll find which one to put up.
Yeah.
This is not what we did not look at this one. This is in the Prima Gadim on in Mishpatzot Zahav. So that is on the Taz. And it's Siman Rama Reish Beit Seif Katan Aleph. And he says, Afilu hachi, it's all underlined. Afilu hachi, bibrachot holchin achar haikar. And then he gives an example, which is so like your omelet. Afal pishe ochel chitim shleimot im shuman. So here you have something which gives taste. We're clearly in the third tnai, right?
Yeah.
Shuman is giving the taste.
Right.
Mevarech berei, mevarech pri ha'adama.
Right.
The corollary would be the she'akol on the omelet. And here he says it absolutely explicitly. Ba'ein mevarech she'akol.
One second.
Okay, well, this is explaining the Taz.
This is explaining the Taz in Siman Reish. I think it's Reish Beit. I can look up. Yeah.
One second.
Now, there's a little bit, you have a little bit of wiggle room.
So, Chitim would be what? Bar Pi Adama.
Yes.
And Shuman is. That is a shahakal.
Yeah.
It says, the very proud dama, the aim of our shahakal. So, where is this?
This
1 second.
If you look in the Mishpatzot Zahav, Siman Ram, Reish Beit, Seif Katan Aleph.
Okay.
So that's the Prima Gadim on the top.
Yeah, I think what he's saying is it's a big Kiddush that this Kiddush Rav Abadi told me years ago that the din of that you make on the on the thing that's not the rove, when it comes to chamesh mine dogan. So the oilam always says it's a din of mezainis, but Rav Abadi always used to say to me, no, it's not a din of mezainis; it's a din of the chamesh mine dogan. So here you see that he's saying chitim. In other words, what if you would have a chita that's shleimos? So what does it mean, the shleimus? It means it wasn't made into flour and the
correct.
And it, still, it has a chashivus to make a bar pri adama and not to make a shahakol.
Yes, but I agree with you. I agree with your reading. I'm just saying that you see here no two brachot according to the Prima Gadim.
No, but this could
but
be
this is a different case.
This could be in the second.
It's a different case, but I'm going again.
This could be in the this no, could be in the second. In the second,
correct. Roe versus mute.
It's the third.
The second one is when it's Chameshis Midaydagan, even if it's
yeah, but it's not Chameshis Midaydagan.
Sure, it is.
Yeah, but you're making a break of Dhamma because it hasn't been cooked or hasn't been done anything.
No, so that's what Rav Hyman just told you.
He's saying the same Chiddush that Rav Avadi told me, that it doesn't have to be a din in Mizonos. It's a din of Chameshis Midaydagan and Chashivas. And even when the Chameshis Midaydagan a kosis at Sachita, still it's going to have a chashivas to get the bracha.
She, and the only problem I have with you bringing this is Araya, is my wife, that was Freudian. My daughter last night, she hates meat. So she made a salad last night, okay? And the salad had Adama things. There was no avocado. And it had, she asked me to put olive oil and salt as a dressing. You wouldn't make olive oil as a bracha. Even though it's avida l'taima, I mean, you wouldn't eat the salad by itself without a dressing. What, you're going to make a shahakol on the olive oil? Of course not. Even if it's a lot. Right? My point is that the B'Tselem case, the B'Tselem case might be a more chashuv dikazach because B'Tselem on their own, they're avida l'taima, but it's also an oichel.
And look at a few lines up where he says, Shuman afal pish noten tam harbei. So even if it gives a lot of taste. Now, I would argue that this is crossing between the second and the third klalim. All I'm trying to show from this one is that with ta'am, he's not entertaining two brachot. That's all I'm trying to do from that. What you said is the most important part of Rabbi Simon, is the most important part of his message over here. But I'm showing also, Derech Agav, he is not entertaining to brachot.
This is going to the Taz and Resh Beis.
That is correct, Siman Aleph.
So we should, let's look
do
at the
Taz. Eat Shuman by himself?
Why don't we look at the Taz?
Is it anything but Avida
L'taima? One second. First, we can't do a Prima Gadim on something that we didn't see the original. So let us see the original. That means we have to see the Taz. The Resh Beis.
The get from Bar Ilan?
Can you show us the Taz? What is it? Simon Resh Beis, Sifkat Nalef? Is that where the Taz is?
It is Resh Beit, Sifkat and Aleph.
Okay, so let's see the
Taz. One minute. I'm getting up Bar Ilan. Okay, so what do we want? We want
Resh Beis.
Taz.
Rev Harari, I tried to see the Masifta this morning, but the library didn't have Masiftas on the beginning of Aruch Chaim.
I heard that. I heard you say that before.
Yeah, so Tzvi Aharoni wasn't sure whether it doesn't exist or we just don't have it.
I think that I'm going to be strengthened by this Taz.
So we have to see the Taz, and then we can see the context that the Prima Gadim was speaking. So first we have to see what is he going on?
So Resh Beit?
Yeah.
Look at Resh Beit. I've got the Taz in front of me, but I didn't copy that. Resh Beit.
Who's going to?
Simon Katan Aleph.
Rav Aharon, do you have it?
I'm getting it.
Yeah, he's getting it. Okay.
I can take a photograph of it and send it if you want.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, let's see.
For some reason, the doesn't go past Siman Kuf. That doesn't make sense.
You want to just get me yeah.
What I'll do is, Mordechai, I'm going to take a photograph. And I'm going to send it to our WhatsApp group. Is that all right?
Mordechai? Yeah.
Is he saying yes or no?
Yes.
He'll allow you to.
Yeah, you got to make yourself a host, too.
We don't have the tatsu.
Yeah, when I think of almonds, there's leftover pieces of onion.
Yeah, what do you
even
do?
Even though it's a bit of a time bomb, you also grab the onion afterwards. It's delicious.
Mordechai, do you have it?
Yeah, but no, not many people sit there and eat the olive oil that's sitting there for the almond.
Okay, let's see. How are we doing?
Mordechai is going to pop it up. Aaron, when we come back, the last one is going to be the first one on your screen.
Okay, let's see.
So let's,
laptop.
So let's see. First, Ramah. Ramah says, "If you have beer and wine, so do you make a shahakol or do you make a bar piagafen? You follow the rov. If the rov is yayin, mevrach bar piagafen. If a rov sheikhar, mevrach shahakol. So now let's see the tas. Mashmid laws leader mazatam alach rov." It doesn't. Kashli, Maishna, Michal, Adisim Yoredeya, Osa Isim Chita V'Orez. Right, we have this din that if you make a dough from flour of rice and flour of wheat, wheat is good, rice is no good. If you, as long as you have the tam of dogan of the wheat, then it's kayevis. Even though there's more oris. If an abivarach amashanena mitam yayim, Ramahani rov shecha. Because why doesn't, if it's rov shecha, you make a shahakol. So he's asking why. Well, why don't you make just make a yayim? Because the yayim gives tam. Hey, lom and dogan who make hamishas minim, heish behem maili sera. Don't say, that dogan is from the chamishus minim. Sheish lehemayli seva ken isarish simen rish ches los linim hu basarubo. Okay, again, ain't one with the dogan. In other words, don't say pshat in that din and challah is because chit is from the chameshus minim. So that's why you don't follow rov. You can only tam deru b'shecha al in yibari mizonas yisus rish afil imirim im dvash harbe nutsa delo azlina basa taima. Still, you make. Nimtz those lead was the time and nearly the sham yesh min chiyuv and min ptur. If ain't talk about ptur, the ptur is a chiyuv. Hashem can yesh chiyuv bracha l'sheikh v'yesh chiyuv v'bracha l'yayin. Hakeh is lead was the ikar. Get the kaim Allah the kol she ikar v'imo tfeil and bracha l'ikar par da tfeil. That's the mechol tavshil. She knows the moshuman a fuel harbay. Because mokam eim v'vachim al-shuman, afal b'i di have time and harbay.
Again, no suggestion.
Because the shuman is tafel because the tafshil is the ikar. So even though it has a lot of tam, so the point of this taz is to discuss what's more important, rov or tam.
And he opts for rov.
By the way, the exact one,
like the
Iker,
the one of the
Ikar. Yeah, yeah. The law is leaving us a time of rov. But the question is, why? How come by Chita we follow the Tam? So he says, no, that's a din in making matzah, but not a din in Birkas Hananin. But in Birkas Hananin, feeling near the Midrash Harbor, and it's a little bit of time. So you don't follow Tom, because he says, if there's a lot of Dvash, but there's some Mizonos, you make a Mizonos. So he says, you see that you're not following the Tom, you're following the near the Shanish Mithium and Tour. By Matzim, Shaking Kadishki Bracha, Sheikh Yishki Bracha, Yanka, and Sleep Bosa Iker, who tabs a whole tafshil, Shem Nosnim both Shum and Hartfield Harbe, you call Mokam Aim of Rakam al Shum, Afogav Diah Time Harbe. Because we consider the Mizonos the Iker.
Any suggestion of two brachot?
Someone said, no, one bracha. So now,
no suggestion.
Let's see back in the Taz.
You're in the Taz.
No, in the Prima Garden, rather.
We have to go back to Reb Aaron. No, you're not going to find it there. That's still Aaron. You have to go back
to the Barry Lan.
No. Go back to my sheet.
Which one of them? Which?
I'll get it to you. It is third from the bottom, Aaron.
Bring back to the.
It's wide or it's high?
Well, 1 second. I'll find it for you.
See, I labeled them. I labeled them according to the audience.
It's three from the bottom.
Oh, okay, that's it.
From the bottom.
So you got two. It. You got it, Aaron.
This?
Yes, sir.
Am I sharing?
You. It's up. It's up. Leave it.
Okay, yeah.
I said, yeah, okay. No, I think he is saying one bracha on the chita. Could be he would say one bracha on the baby. But what's fascinating to me for my, you know, besides this, is that it was years ago, I told you, everybody told me a chiddush, that the din of Chameshim Mimnei Dovah, the oilum holds, that it means that if you have a mezonos, even if it's not the rove, you make the bracha on the mezonos. Like you have cookies and cream, ice cream. And if there are pieces there, Rav Abadi always says it has to be a chashon of pieces. And the Rav Hashul says you're scooping with every piece of every ice cream that you're scooping, there's a nice piece of, so then you make a mezonos. But Rav Abadi said to me, even if it wasn't mezonos, even if it was just a chita that's close to a chita, you still have the same din of kol sheyesh bo chamesh meaning dogen. So somebody, one of my talmidim told it over to a certain Rosh Yeshiva, not in this yeshiva, but thought that it was not, thought that was a very big chiddush to say. But now I see that the Prima Gadim already said it. So I mean, this goes back many, many years that I've been thinking about this. Is the din of kol sheyesh bo chamesh meaning dogen b'varkim lo borim mizonos only like the case of the Gemara, b'varkim lo borim mizonos. But not Bori Pri Adama. But the chiddush that you showed me now, Sheehan, is that maybe also, if it's chita, so then even though the whole idea of chita has its chashivas is because it was made into a Maisa Kedera, but he's saying, no, chita, because it's Chamesh Mizna, that's its chashivas, even if it's not a Maisa Kedera. So even if you would have chitim that are not made into a Maisa Kedera and your Taruvis, you would still make a Bar Pei Adama on the one is technically Tafel because of the Hashivas of Mishish Minin Dagon, even if it was not made into a Maisa Kedera.
And this is Koses et Achita, right? Is that what Rav Abadi was
saying? Yeah, right. But his Kedush is that Koses is Achita, even though it's a lower Darga, it doesn't get Madonna, so it only gets Adama, but it still has the Hashivos that is Hameshit Bine Dogan, and therefore by Hameshit Bine Dogan, we say that even the thing that's the smaller thing will still make a bracha on the part of the bigger thing against the regular rules.
Well, this isn't bigger or smaller. This is a taste issue here.
No, but he's saying that even if you have a lot of shuman and you have chitim in the shuman, you would still just make, you would make on the shahakal and an adama, you'd just make an adama. Even though it's not a nice kadera, it's not a, like a cookies and cream. It was made into a cookie. It was developed here. It was just
okay. So let's can we just so stay? I hear you. Let's just stay on the question of two brachot or no. So far we are seeing the Magen Avraham, which I think the plain reading when we go one sentence back says one bracha. And then we saw the Prima Gadim in his Perush on the Taz, the Mishpasot Zahav, again, one bracha. And the Taz on which he was commenting, also one bracha. Let's go now, please, Aaron, to the last one, which is where you have your Saman.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have, it's the first one, and it says Prima Gadim.
Yeah, wait a minute. Share.
Okay.
Is there any chance to make it a little bit bigger? Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Now, note, this is in the third klal. This is exactly what we have been reading. And what is his principle? Classic language of one bracha, you go for the ikar, and you're not. It's not that you do a bracha on the second of the tafel. You're poter the tafel. Poter the tafel means you don't say a bracha on it.
Which
is where we were. I think this is the coup de grace.
No.
What's coup de grace? It's French? Is it French? Yeah. I don't speak French.
One second. Is the host of the Rove of Shanika? He ends over the bitterly soon. Again, who've annoyed, has annoyed. It should be some type of food. Rovim Fatichas Egos Bo. Olchim Achar Harov of Shadikar. So he says, Noit. I don't know what Noit is. It's some type of tapshin or something.
Whatever, yeah.
And inside, there's Fatichas Egos. And he has nuts dispersed inside.
Sesame seeds. Sumsumin.
This thing that has sesame seeds on it and has within it these, has within these nuts.
So he's just saying here that it's a tarovus. You follow the rove,
which is the first ball.
This is in the third ball.
No.
It's located here, but it's talking about the first one.
Yeah, in other words, after he finished the three klalim.
He's not finished the three klalim, because in Yud Gimel he says od klal acher amru. He's still in the third klal.
They made it bigger though.
That's the Bavarach Ali, can put those things in the Sweden Morales. Yeah. I see. Yeah. One second. No, I don't think it's. I think he's just making comments.
May I look at this in the sequence, please?
You can look at the sequence, but I just think he's making
it. Makes sense that you can talk about the third.
Okay, let's just read this paragraph. Let's see the flow of the paragraph. Hashlishi hu, okay?
Of course,
Yesh ladun b'davar she'avid l'taim of yesh bo mamash.
Right?
Then he brings the third bill. Then he brings the labush. Then he brings bitmia. He brings the Magen Abraham. And he says, im kain hamasimin b'tzeilim b'toch ha'tavshil yivarech alehem. No, obviously not. Okay?
Right.
And then he says, Ayana Tnaz, Taz, Hatnai Hazeh, who calls Sheose Lurufua, Enol Kinakara Rov, he gives that side point, Kamor, whatever. And then he says, Bahach de Mavarech alaikar upoter hatafel. Hein bitfela meurevet, imbifneatzma uprate tnaab mevuarim besiman reshut beit beze. Venoit, whatever that is, meshumshamin, umuravin, chatichot egozbo, holchinacharob, apshenikar, ki endomele bitula isurin, ukvarnit baer zela el. Then, od, and in Yud Gimel, od klal acher amru. So this is all part of one klal. He has never raised two brachot. He has only spoken about Ikar and Tafel. He's made absolutely clear that in the case of the Levush, the Magen Abraham rejects it and says, there's no way you're making a bracha on, in your case, the onion in the omelette. And he never contradicts that. And then he finishes off, whether you want to say it's last words, however you want to phrase it, he finishes off with a basic principle of Ikar v'tafel. No mention whatsoever of two brachot. He remains squarely, fully in the classic Ikar v'tafel, and we all know that Ikar v'tafel, you make a bracha on the Ikar and not on the tafel, just as the Magen Abraham said.
Yeah, enough, but that... But I don't think that necessarily has to do with the third thing. I think afterwards he's just making some comments.
Right, but there is nowhere here suggests the two brachot all through. However you want to characterize that last sentence, all through he's talking choices. And he is phrasing it in the classic vocabulary of Ikar v'Tafel. And Tafel, you don't make a bracha on. You're talking about one bracha.
He's saying that when you have it, Yesh Lodon, if you put something that's of in the timer, if Shar Devarim, come welcome Yesh. I got the entail of Shalzeta of the
Ram. Well, that's what I was referring to with the Schumann.
Okay, what can I tell you? In other words, when he says Ashlishi, the time of what's the line? What's the first word on the fourth line?
B'miutan.
B'miutan.
That's still the Taz.
Wait, where is that? Go back to B'miutan. B'miutan.
Aaron, it was where you were before. You're now in the Magen Abraham. You need to go back to the last one we had, which was the first one in your sequence.
Okay. Where is it?
We're on the wrong item on the screen.
Right.
Aaron, you're on mute, Aaron. Aaron, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Aaron, you're on mute.
Okay.
Rabbi Simon?
Yeah.
With your permission, I don't know if it's Mordechai or whomever puts up the package. Could we put a package with these sources so everybody can look at it inside?
Yes.
Do you mind?
Yeah, maybe share them.
Moshe Carroll puts them up and he has the sources. I'm sure he knows which ones are which.
Okay. Just bring back the
Mordechai, do we need Rabbi Simon?
Hold out.
instruct him.
Rabaran, bring that with the Psicha Kolelis.
Aaron's having
a I'm back.
Yeah, okay. Bring back the Psicha Kolelis.
Wait on. Let me see.
Mordechai, do we need Rabbi Simon to tell him?
I told him, don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
That this over here? No.
Aaron, go to your first one that you had.
The first thing, right
at the top.
Well, I did this again. Wait a minute.
You're stuck on the Magen Abraham.
Yeah, no, I'm stuck. That's the way. One second. I have to figure out how to get out of this.
Can Mordechai do it if you stop sharing?
But yeah, yeah, probably. But
Mordechai has it.
He has to stop right now. He has to stop me. I'm not in that screen.
The Prima Gadim would hold. We don't make two brachas. Didn't he say before us? If you make two brachas,
right? Those were so. Yeah. Shia, what would you say according to the Prima Gadim with this klolim? If you have onion in the omelet, what bracha would you make?
Shakol.
Didn't the Prima Gadim say very clearly too?
But what about the Milsa David de la Taima?
That was he. One has to follow the sequence. He starts off with that, and yeah, he is quoting the Lavush. Then he brings the Magen Abraham, rejecting that approach. And it's absolutely clear in the Magen Abraham and then in the Prima Gadim, you're making it on the Ikar, you're making it on the omelet, not on the what gives time. And the,
so
and
the Magen Abraham,
as soon
so
as we
the third klal?
So what's the third klal, Shin?
The third klal
has to be a Kiddush.
We already said that in number one.
The point of the third
klal. Didn't we? Wait, one second. Didn't we say that in number one?
Wait, Mordechai, sorry.
The point of the Prima Gadim that Shin brought isn't that we make bracha on the Ikar. It's that the Tafel, is that the Tafel in this scenario is Besamim and Shirvan, it just doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't even count. It doesn't count for any bracha at all. So
it's like the olive oil in the salad. The olive oil, the whole
thing. So what do you make?
Olive oil in the salad.
So it's off in the timer, so what do you do?
In these
it's only
time, an eight-time-ish. But he said, well, the main
is
time, then there's no
bracha on it. No, but it's not the Eva Mamish, but it's the
And so, it's not
the third plow, then you make a bracha on it.
Yes, that's
what it is. On what? So
on
the
onion?
Right.
You make a bracha on it.
Only on the onion, or even the onion
no,
and the egg?
Onion and then omelet.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no Kiddush, that's a better
plow. Right. Now, what is the Magen Avraham saying? The Magen Avraham is saying.
Magen Avraham disagrees. Okay, fine. So the Magen Avraham disagrees.
The Magen Avraham is saying that.
It is solely.
Yes.
The Magen Avraham.
Yeah, oh, here we go. Change the Lubbadon, Shavi, Lutai, Rachel, Mamish. Be on here. A potato muta was a turn on the ground. Magen Avraham
might have an argument what a Nilsa David of the time is. If it's a bit of the time, that's what Magen Avraham might say. It doesn't need a new bracha.
Right, but I think Mordechai is saying the third claw is that something that's read with time is going to get two brachas. Right.
He's
going to get two brachas. She, the oilam here in Washington Heights, you know, got different oilamos here, but the oilam Washington Heights is of the opinion that if you have onion in the sheet of the Prima Gadim, is if you have onion in the egg and it's zavina time, it's not just ground up. So then that's not bottom.
Are you saying then that the Prima Gadim rejects the Magen Avraham?
Yes.
Yeah, the Prima. Well, yeah, Shalzeta and Magen Avraham. Right. The guy got the name of the table, beautiful Shalzeta. And now this Magen Avraham said a different word. You can't see him so much. Time of Vidi, he doesn't think so. But he's saying, no, we do follow the time of Vidi. And therefore, anything that's
so like, show me
as long as it's not
show me where he rejects the Magen Abraham, please.
As long as it's not pulverized.
Show me where he rejects the Magen Abraham, please.
Well, because he says like this.
So, first of all, have we at least put to bed the question about the Magen Abraham? Do we all agree that it's one bracha and it's on the omelet?
No.
Whoa, you're now challenging.
The Prima Gama says it's two brachas.
Whoa. I'm asking you first Magen Abraham.
Okay, Magen Abraham, I don't know.
The Magen Abraham. Well, Abraham is saying one bracha on the omelet. Yes,
correct.
Okay, so we're agreed on the Magen Abraham.
But I think the problem that I'm here is saying is that it's Milsa David of Taibu, and it's not.
They're having an argument about this.
The Yeshua Mamish.
The Yeshua Mamish.
It's not going to be a Bardel, even though it's Beit.
They would have an argument. The Prima Gadim is saying Yeshua Mamish.
The
Magen Abraham would say, even Yeshua Mamish, if it's
whole
goal is
a neither
of
the
time, so
maybe
make a
separate on
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Show me, please, in the words where he rejects the Magen Abraham.
Because then he says,
I want to see it in the words.
Guy Gavna ain't Batele Bemuta.
One second. Let's finish off the Magen Abraham.
But he's saying, he's saying, Magen Abraham, not that way. But before that, he was saying different than the Magen Abraham.
So you think he is saying like the Lavush?
Yeah, the Lavush is saying.
No, I know what the Lavush is saying. I'm asking you.
That's Lataima is not Batal.
You think that is the position of the Prima Gadim.
Right. That's what the Oilam of Washington Heights solves.
So when he says, V'ayen mashekatapti bifnim sham mizeh, where does that go to?
V'ayen mashekatapti
maybe we have to look at the Magen Abraham. And see what the in Chaf and see what the
well, maybe that's that Prima Gadim in Sifkat Nalf.
No, that was on the Taz, Rabbi Simon.
I understand, but
well, if you're going there, then it's certainly one bracha.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to stop now.
He specifically says right after Bishani Bissava, which is this case.
Yeah,
that this case is
okay. This is, I can look at it somewhere, but this is for now. You can disagree, that's fine. That's what, and I think, the Olam here holds that that's the goof of the Kiddush of the third claw. Now, if you want, I can try it in the library. They have a whole sefer on the Psifa Kolelis of the Prima Gadim, a Perush.
What is the Perush? That's interesting.
It's a separate volume. I can try to dig it up.
I have it. I have the thing somewhere.
Now Ferrari has it in the Ferrari's farm somewhere in the probably at the bottom of
somewhere in a box somewhere.
Somewhere in a box, in some place.
Some storage room in the Bronx.
Yeah, he knows to none. How are you?
Good.
Okay, someone's calling. You know, Shimmy Rosenberg is in town now.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
We are. He's in Washington Heights.
He's going to hopefully visit me today.
Oh, I'm
excited. He's here with his wife.
Ooh.
Okay, Rav Aaron, Sheehan, Ferrari. Rav Aaron Nasir, how are you?
Good, Rav. How are you?
Rav Aaron. I was at a wedding, a great neck wedding last night.
Oh, whose wedding?
Rabbi Yismach's daughter.
Oh, yeah. It's also.
Oh, Mazel Tov. I didn't realize his daughter was getting married.
Yeah. Rav Kalman Epstein was Masada Kedushin.
That's his father-in-law?
That's Rabbi Yismach's father-in-law. It's the grandfather of the Kala.
Who is the father of Rav Kalman again?
Rav Zelig Epstein.
Rav Zelig. It's real Ish Emes.
Rav Zelig Epstein.
Ish Emes.
You're assuming that the first klal is deals with time as well. I think the first, and here I'm not sure. I'm going to have to reread the first klal.
But I want to see if I can find it.